Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jim Donovan's here. Jim's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, the author of all the books you need, and the only books you need if you're going to gain and maintain some balance in your life. He wrote the book Reclaim Your Life. He wrote the book It's Your Life, What Are You Waiting For? Handbook to a Happier Life. You're starting to get the picture. He's our one of our top balance guys, Jim Donovan. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
Good to have you back. You know, Jim, I was telling the audience before you got here about how tough it is, reminding them, probably most of them are saying, well, duh, I already know all that, how tough it is to unlock the door, or I should say to lock the door of our house, and then, you know, 20, 30 minutes later, unlock the door to our office. And then later that day, lock the door to the office or the business, and then go unlock the door to the house. Make that transition, that 20, 30 minute, however long it takes you to go from one to the other. Of course, in my case, years ago, many years ago, 26 years ago, it was just down the stairway, right?
And, yeah, yeah.
but that transition is a big transition. But it weaves a very fine seam between us and our lives, doesn't it? I mean, it's hard to differentiate between our personal lives and our business lives when you're the owner, when you're the founder.
Yeah, I don't know that it is possible. First, for me, it's not. I came to terms with that many years ago. I concluded there's me. Okay,
you just gave up on that. You surrendered.
Yeah, I just looked at that and I realized there's only one me. So it's not me at work, me at home. It's not me in business, me in my life. It's me. That's why, and that's a big part of why I do what I do, because I'm trying to teach people how to integrate all of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, work-life balance to me. I hear this all the time, because especially because my drum I've been beating for the last year, as you know, is the happy at work.
Kind of right.
Learn how to be happier, because they're not happy and they don't know why. Well, I know why, because they're telling themselves stupid things, but that's beside the point. But, you know, it's... What is it going to take for people to catch on to that whole concept that you can't have work-life balance? There is balance, period. There's no work-life.
Right. So you're saying, well, here's the thing, though, Jim. If your family doesn't work in the business with you,
right,
and you're the founder and you're going home, you still got a weight of stuff on your back. You still got a lot of stuff in your head. You still got concerns. And just to transition from and if you're a lot of business owners, those things that are on your mind are existential for your family.
Yeah.
And so you're going home, and then there's all these other things to deal with, and then sometimes when it gets worse, is when your spouse and you work in the business together.
Yeah, I can't even imagine trying that one.
It's tough, and so.
Yeah.
So, and maybe balance is the wrong word. Maybe balance is the wrong word, but it is an issue that has to be dealt with. You deal with it one way, other people deal with it another way. How do we get the issue out on the table and deal with it?
Well, maybe the word that needs to change is the word balance. It just hit me that maybe the word is integration. Work-life integration. How do I bring my business
and rules? Maybe some rules, right?
Right, and you need boundaries, of course, and you need rules. There are things I don't do. To me, Sundays are pretty much sacred. I don't work on Sundays.
Yeah.
I don't take calls from people. I don't do anything. I may do some things, but that's my own choice. But I try to take some time off, and I take a lot of time off, actually, because I think it's important. But it's a matter of being able to integrate that, and I think a lot of that has to do, it keeps coming back. To me, it all comes back to what am I telling myself?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm telling myself, I'm so stressed, I got to go home with these work problems, I don't know what to do, I'm not going to shift into my life. I'm creating this whole negative energy and this whole negative conversation. But I just let it all be where it is. Just kind of get in the flow of it and get systems in place, get plans in place, get boundaries in place if you need to, whatever it takes. But it is an issue, and it's an issue I agree with you. It's an issue that Well, it really needs to be talked about more, and it's not talked about a lot, except by us, you and I sitting here, and everybody listening.
Well, you know, Jim.
We're starting it anyway. The conversation just started, right?
You know, Jim, I'm really not a small business owner. I'm a small business animal.
Okay.
That's how much that's how I feel. I am about. I mean, I'm kind of an out of control small business zealot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm you're kind a of a, tech. We know that.
I'm kind of out of control when it comes to my. And so, and a lot of business owners are like,
how many
that.
Radio shows have you done consecutively?
A lot of people.
Out of control.
But a lot of people are like that, though, Jim. I'll tell you something. I've had people say, oh, Jim, you should stop and smell the roses. I said, let me tell you something. You define roses your way. I define roses my way. I'm smelling my roses.
Yeah, these are my roses.
Roses. Leave me alone. Isn't one good way, whether you call it balance or whether you've got rules or regardless of how you think about it, isn't one way to find out if you're being successful when you have a personal life and you have a business life, isn't one way just to look around and say, okay, is this working for other people too? In other words, if your business can't disconnect enough when you get home, if it's causing stress with you and your children, with you and your spouse, if it's if you don't have, you know what I mean, if it's creating other problems for you, that's when you need to say, okay, maybe I am a little bit too out of control with my business. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, and sometimes that's really simple. I was coaching a guy who was a high-level sales executive, a really power guy, and he'd come in the door, and he'd hug his wife and his kids, and put his briefcase down, and he'd eat his dinner, and grab his briefcase and go back into his office.
Yeah.
And his wife was having problems with that. And I said, look, change the pattern, man. Put the briefcase in the office when you go home and leave it there for a couple hours. Then go deal with it. Find another way. Don't make that the pattern, because that was his pattern. He didn't. It just became that. I come in, I hug you, I sit down, I eat, and I go work. And his life was starting to get way out of whack. You know, so you have to bring things like that in. That's why we work with coaches. This is why we have other people in our lives. Pay attention to what's going on.
One of my mentors once told me about something I was working on, and I was concerned about whether I was being effective or not. He said, check your position. He meant look around and see, you know, how's it going? You know, is it in as my project is this business, whatever, as it meets the world, how's it doing with the world, so to speak? I think that's what he was saying.
Yeah, like you're doing what I intended to do.
Yeah.
It's a good
question. So, folks, if you're an out of control zealot about your small business like me, you still have to check your position. You still have other people in your lives. Your business is not the only thing in your life. You need other things in your lives, and you need to find a way to be successful in those things too. Jim Donovan and I will be right back. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.